All right, welcome back to another episode of the Radelaide Summit Podcast. This week's episode, we cover a recap of round six of the Super Series. A Rad Sum host becomes eligible for a pension card. Pooches versus pigeons and more. Come along for the ride.
I'm guessing that's not you, Cashy. You didn't read that first.
No, I did. I did.
If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like them or not. There's a chance we might shame you, but we promise not to name you personally, and the odds are high that we'll probably shame ourselves because we're not as fast as you. At the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce ourselves. We are your summiteers, Alex.
Hello.
Wang.
Hello.
Cashy.
Ciao.
And I'm Frankie. Welcome, guys, and welcome, listeners, to another Radelaide Summit podcast episode.
As always, we need to know what's been happening on or around the summit this week. Alex.
Me. Yeah. I actually did a lot when I went back and looked at it. Didn't feel like it, but about 10 hours on the bike. Funny story, though. European grandparents, think I told you guys this, rode out to my grandma's house on Monday night. Specifically, on the fucking horse.
welcome listen to another Radelaide horseback podcast. This week we're talking about
camels,
equestrians. Yes.
Anyway, so I rode my iguana out to my grandma's.
I thought you said your grandparents rode. Or was it you
this
that rode?
This is just getting better and better. Anywho, horse and I rode my bicycle to my grandma's house. Specifically because she makes me take all this shit home and I'm going away. I don't need shit in my fridge.
Oh, food.
Food. I rode down my bicycle.
Yeah.
I had to bring fucking hot soup home in my backpack.
Stop.
She would not let me leave without taking the soup in my backpack.
How long was the kilometres between?
25 k's each way.
Stop.
Up over McIntyre Road.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and anyway, I was like, I used to have the comm for McIntyre Road. I was like, oh, the Wang's got it. There's no chance of me ever getting that again.
Insert sad
that was a rapid day. I got
that was. It was good. I had that like back in like 2016 or something.
Did you do an Everest up there?
I did.
Yeah.
You got the comm on the Everest?
No, not on the Everest. Jesus. That was a big Everest, 350 k's.
Yeah, you have to with that one.
Yeah, 80 laps.
McIntyre Road, where's
that? At Gulfview Heights, end of like Bridge Road.
From Bridge Road up to...
Yep. Race Tuesday night, super, super windy, got a bit excited, followed like Raph up the road, like literally rode across to the breakaway and then blew up as soon as I got there. We go again.
Did that break stay away too?
No, we got caught soon after, then another one went again and same riders. And then
it was in bits.
Yeah, it was everywhere. Right. It was super
breaks
windy.
Three.
Yeah.
Love it.
Gym, echelon, plunge, and then Friday night, I didn't tell the story of Pigeon. At home, did I?
No.
Okay, so...
Your carnivorous...
My carnivorous. I thought I was having a good sleep and I woke up 1:30. I was like, that sounds like my dog barking outside.
What?
Yeah, so I went out. Cooper's barking.
Not outside.
Yeah.
Outside.
He's in the backyard behind the shed.
Okay.
I was like, get outside! Yeah. Smack him on the bum as he runs inside. 3:30. I'm like, that's Cooper barking outside again.
Oh, my God.
Go outside. Oi!
Yeah.
Still dark. 6:30 in the morning when I was having a sleep in, wasn't going to ride.
6:30.
I go out. I can see... Coop's barking, there's a little pigeon that must have like fallen on off the fence between the shed. I was like, you know what? They can't get it. Get back inside. I'm going for a ride now. Anyway, we will meet at Contour for coffee.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, I was going to see what's going on. And I look, and Hamish and Cooper, my two schnauzers, are like working their way through to get the pigeon out. And as soon as it's out, whack, Cooper gets it,
view.
And then they're chasing each other around the backyard with it.
Oh.
The kicker?
What?
Come home from my ride.
What?
The heart was on my couch.
I'm
not kidding.
Like that is a big metaphor.
Do you know
right
how proud
there?
They were?
Oh my, they were like, I present to you
a
heart.
To you. Pigeon heart.
Was left. This is the heart.
Bunch of feathers
oh
and
my
a heart.
God, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Are you sure it was a heart? Are you sure it wasn't like a, I don't know,
it was a heart. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, that was my week. We did Super Series on the weekend.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. Recording. And we'll talk about that soon.
Same.
Mr. Wang.
Solid week.
Broken
solid week. No, I'm all right. I'm all right now. I was a bit broken after the race yesterday, but
we changed
good.
That song "Rubber Neck" into "Rubber Lippin."
I was out. Had the race face on. Notched up 24 hours last week, 830 k. So Monday. I can't remember what I did last Monday.
What did Probably rode Monday? Your bike by the sound.
I rode my bike, definitely.
Four hours.
Dug a hole, filled it with water.
Tuesday, went to the crit.
Oh, yeah.
Gave back. Yep.
Actually, that was funny because it was super windy.
Old fucking
mate here,
cold.
He's got half my fucking wardrobe now of jerseys.
Because
I'm like
now.
Thinking about
that. I dropped it back.
You did drop it back. Thank it smells you. Delightful, by the way.
Because
I'm thinking of
it.
The Wang. I'm like, I'm going to take a jacket just in case. And then I end up giving it to him because he's cold. But he's standing between two concrete barriers, like down and sticking his head over the top to watch the race.
Yeah, sitting on the ground trying to get out of the wind.
So
and
you earned your money.
Raining.
Yeah.
Very much so. Should have been paid more. Mm. Wednesday, obviously I rode. Can't remember what I did. Thursday was my birthday, so I took the
Happy
day off
birthday.
Work.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy 60th birthday.
Yep, it was. took the day off
How
work.
How good is it parking that close to the front doors of the fucking supermarket
I've been
now?
I've doing it anyway. Like, at Mobbery Triangle, they've got a seniors park, and I just park in there.
And
anyway.
You're allowed to go on the bus for free now?
Mm?
Yeah, yep. Sick.
Do you get like 15% discount at like...
Probably.
That was a good one.
Something like that. So done a nice ride on Thursday for my birthday. Then
Thursday.
Met up with the other birthday boy for a coffee at Contour.
What's the age difference between you two?
16 years.
Oh, well, nice. Yep.
Friday, probably rode my bike.
I like this. So, you're like, instead of
people actually, copy paste, you're like, Friday.
Actually, no, because Nicole was away. She went away for the weekend, so I was home. I think I was home on Friday night with Nate.
Nate Dog, yeah.
Saturday, thought it was going to be nice weather.
It was
a sheet. Going to do an easy ride, so I went out to do the Contour shop ride first time.
Mm-hmm.
They normally do a fast bunch and a slow bunch, and the fast bunch normally goes in the hills, but because it was wet, the ride leader didn't turn up, so we all just... We all just went on the slow ride, which was all right. It was what I needed. You know, I just ran out of harbour and back around.
Nice.
And back for a coffee and met up with these guys.
Yeah,
and we
impromptu
went.
Team ride.
Yeah, it was an impromptu team ride. Then we all rode home. And then yesterday, Super Series, little twilight race. Had the whole day just sitting around doing nothing and raced at sunset, basically.
It was good.
We'll talk about that later. So, yeah, that's my week.
Happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
What about you, Cashy?
No, Frankie.
Francesna 180.
Part-time Frankie.
Yeah, I don't know where to start.
So the week started, well, technically
Monday.
Sunday, but yeah, Monday.
Well, I should shout out to Queen LaQuifa, who is my boss. So he has discussed with moi and the best things for me moving forward, and I have officially gone part-time just temporarily. So I'm only working Monday to Wednesdays. So I did.
You didn't
like,
work today, did you?
I did.
Oh. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you work?
Yeah. So working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just to like, I don't know, feel alive. And then I've been doing like hikes around Black Hill, lots of walks up and down the beach, taking the dogs.
What about cycling?
I'll do like Echelon, and I'll do like one or two. What do you call it? What's the sessions that you do? Ergos at home. And then I did a ride.
Not actual outside riding.
I've done like one or two. I honestly cannot remember. But yeah, I've started first day taking prolapse. Sorry, Prozac. Oh my God.
You don't take a prolapse.
No.
I mean, you can if you want.
No, that's a weird fetish.
Yeah, I just got my 5 mg of prolapse. Nah, so hoping that helps with whatever the fuck's going on. And it's my parents' 31st wedding anniversary tomorrow because I got married on Halloween.
Ooh.
Yeah, so spookies. And that's me.
Exciting.
So, yes. Cool.
And Super Series yesterday.
And Super Series yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, still did it. Still part of your
week. I did, and I just took all the photos. Oh, and sorry. Kodak moment, took all the photos with my hands off my bike.
Not happy with it. Sorry, Kodak moment.
Did you see the one where he got
yes,
like...
Yes, I saw them all.
No, the golden...
Yes, I saw them all.
The golden ratio of my ass was
I
just
saw them
beautiful.
All. Yeah.
Not keen.
I don't know what it said on the back of your Nikes.
Why?
Because it was like
stretch.
Luca.
what can I say?
Horn.
Luca. I don't know. I was just like, I was just wanted to have some fun. So I knew I wasn't going to win, and I didn't get come last. So I was just like, let's just see where Kodak Moment is and just do some funny shit.
He obviously wasn't anywhere near where I was.
Did you rate?
You wouldn't have thought so. No.
Yeah. Anyway, Kashi, what have you done?
Happy birthday. Yeah,
happy birthday.
Everyone, Alex is taking off his shirt.
No, he did that the other day. Jeez. Turn the old 4-0.
Upper grade. Upper cat.
Upper cat.
Cat 3.
So maybe I'll meet Nat next year. Don't know. I'll decide.
No, because it's here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Luxton.
We don't have to travel far.
It's sort of flat.
You've got to come to the Grand Fondle, though.
You come in Grand Fondle.
Yeah, let's go.
It's the last time.
Yeah. Yep.
Grand Fondling. Sick. Yeah. All right. Dad duties all week. I managed to get 2 hours in total on the bike.
Did you do a double Zoo session today?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Got 2 notifications.
Yes. Yep. So I woke up early, did a...
We got on at the same time, pretty much.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Yeah, 2 hours and then raced as well. So
perfect.
Very taper. Minimal. Oh, I know, right?
It did us so well.
Oh, it did us so well.
I tried to have a 50K warm-up, still didn't work.
Well, I mean, I wasn't... hang on, when did I say I was going to race it? Like, last podcast, actually. Yeah,
you weren't supposed to.
I'm not going away.
Yeah, I'm not going away. Like, hey, you can race.
When are you going still?
Yeah, the end of November.
Oh, shit, so that's the delayed. Yeah.
Well, it's only 4 weeks.
Queen G having a bit of a giggle
Queen
in the background.
Yeah, having a bit of a giggle. Clearly watching some comedic stuff on YouTube. Thank you.
So we've all been doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, work, lots of work. But it's been good, very productive. Bit of climbing in there. Climbed Saturday. Met Wang for a coffee Thursday.
I thought you met Wang for bouldering. I was like, well, he's back.
No, I took G.
He's back.
Took G and she was, I was like, you can go for a climb. She's like, oh, nah. So she sat there and like drawed and everything like that. It was delightful. And then, do we have a birthday party? Yeah, we had a birthday party yesterday too.
Yesterday, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I had to go shopping for all that stuff. And then, just the normal stuff. All the new normal life stuff as well.
Day to day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been
good.
Fucking windy these last week, hasn't it? Mm. Mate, these southerly winds can just fuck off.
Speaking of wind.
Yes.
Where is this going?
It was quite windy yesterday.
Not too bad up there.
All the way up until our race started.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I didn't feel it too much. You could feel a bit of a taily up the climb.
Let's start from the back to the front, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Oh,
yes.
How did your race go, Frankie?
Well, back to front. I went into it not thinking I would do very well because I'm not a climber.
When you say not thinking you would do very well, what are your concerns?
My concerns was that I would just get dropped off the back of everybody.
For the climb or the descent?
For the climb. Descending, I'm very good because I'm built like a sail. So I just collect the wind and it takes me down.
Yeah, catch the wind. Did you see how fast you got going down there?
No, I didn't actually have a look, but I think probably 65, I reckon, on my own as well. Hit.
Didn't she get close to 80?
80K an hour. And
what?
She weighs like 25 kilometers. Like 25 kilograms.
She can handle her bike pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, my God. I actually want to just have a quick sus because that's very intriguing.
I hit 75, but we weren't pinning it down there.
Spun, and how do you use this?
80 on the first lap.
Did you?
Yeah.
I made sure
in
I was
the
at the front.
You were in the bunch.
Yeah. 83.
There you go.
Yeah.
83, did you?
Yeah, because it was the last lap just before I got
66
dropped.
66, you hit.
Yeah, 66.
Nice. Yeah, just before I got dropped, the idea was like, because there was that one lap that was rapid.
Yeah, that was which lap?
I don't know.
The neutral lap that was 6:06.
Was that the first lap?
That was the fastest lap, I think.
No, I did 5:55.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So the first lap and one of the end laps.
Yeah. Well, one of those. But I sort of sag climbed off the, because I knew I wasn't like, I'm like, let's actually do this smart.
Yeah, yeah.
And sag climb it, knowing that
I saw that.
And
when you bombed down through the bunch on that lap, I
was like, whoa. Yeah. Well, thank you.
It's funny because Connor took the comm on the last lap. For that circuit.
Really?
Yeah, he did a 5:49.
Wow.
When he passed us at the end, he was like doing a semi-glacier, like doing these ones, and you could hear his bike just creaking.
Yeah. So anyway, sorry, Frankie. Anyway, yeah. Frank, you were loving the descent.
So yeah,
how was the turn at the bottom?
Well, I actually did an Audi, and I know they said so keep it, you know, together. I went right at the front at on the very beginning on lap one because I knew I wasn't going to last, and I just decided to absolutely fang it up the hill.
Oh, nice one.
And just trying
to... It was game on.
So I wasn't sure about what that corner would be like, so I just wanted to
be
at the front.
Wild with the off-camber
pitch. It was pretty cool, though. Yeah, it was good. Bad.
If you could get wide enough, it was good to go around.
Yeah, so I just wanted to be at the very front, and then, you know, with the sprint legs, I wanted to just fang it as quickly as I could to try and break people away. Yeah. And so that was my plan, and it worked for about 30 seconds. And then once we settled into, like, you know, your threshold effort, obviously my weight and power is a little bit lower than everyone else, so I kept getting slowly dropped. And then everyone just kind of broke apart. It was like attrition, really. That's what the race was, a race of attrition. But I really surprised myself because I managed to not finish last and finish the race, which I was very happy with. And it ended up with a sprint between me and Legs of Steel. And I thought I lost, but I actually looked at the live results, and I think it's because my bike is slightly smaller. The tag at the back must have come through first.
There is some science in that, and I think it doesn't really matter. One of our teamies was saying, but yeah, it must have been you won.
Yeah, well, I was very happy with that, and so I got some really cool photos. Thank you, Kodak Moment.
much to Wayne's distress.
Did
yours get cut short?
No. Yes. Oh, yes, they did. Yes,
so, well,
we only did six laps, I think, or something like that. But for me,
they fucking cut it short
because of the time for the day.
Yeah, but don't.
Otherwise, we would have got cut short even further. Yeah.
Don't give a distance then. Give a time.
Yeah.
Don't say we're going to race 40K, 10 laps.
Yeah.
Say we're going to race an hour.
Yeah.
Someone triggered.
But on that, so you got through the race. Annoying. That's amazing.
Yeah.
How did our girls go?
Our team did amazing.
We fucking crushed.
We got second, and then I think
fourth, fifth, and eighth. Yeah.
And so and overall, our team got 52 points, which really shook up the table.
Yeah.
And I think that going forward, they should really think about including this going forward because it's one of those races that can just like really shake up the leaderboards.
Of course, they should include it.
I want to just point something out that. Ex-vegan greens and amphetamines.
Yes.
Just amphetamines.
Second.
Yep.
No doping control.
That's very good. Very nice. I like it.
So now kudos to the girls. You fucking smashed it. It was so good to watch.
We're all very nervous to go into it, but really proud with how we all went. And I enjoyed it probably a lot more than I thought, but I think that's just because I went in thinking, do you know what? Like, no pressure, just ride.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we did.
And
so,
now you can celebrate that.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Good. How about you guys? Because I didn't see, I left, sorry.
Thanks for the support.
You're welcome.
I've got my photos, I am out.
Yeah. So I know Alex went into it feeling like he wasn't going to finish. And I know you went into it feeling like you were going to dominate. I don't know anything about how you felt.
Well, I wasn't going to race up until a week before him. So I was like, yeah, why not? If I get
through. Just want to say massive respect to you, Wang. I won't say that very often, but
we've got it on recording.
You and the rest of those guys that were in that front 10, like insane.
Yeah.
Just over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Like we did that first lap, I rode up to the top with a bunch. I was like, oh, maybe. Second lap and ciao.
Yeah.
It's just a whole nother level of fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I was happy.
What was that under the table? Oh, never mind.
I was going in there potentially aiming for a podium. That was sort of my goal. But I've got to keep reminding myself that I'm
102.
That I'm 45 and the first, second and third were, what,
12?
17,
yeah.
18 and 19
two
years
of them
old.
Will probably go professional.
Yeah, maybe like, even three of them.
Yeah,
so.
like honestly, like you think about that whole group that you were with, all of them bar you are a full-time bike rider.
Yeah, but, just not officially.
No, but apart from our German friend.
Yeah, and like myself.
Everyone else was under, I don't know what age.
Oh, 25, they would have been under 23.
Rides their bike full-time at a
sawn off
national or above level.
So how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah, like actually.
45.
Yeah, wow.
So the oldest one in there would have been sawn off.
23.
Which, is he just 23, I reckon? So, look, Yeah, I would have liked a
hats off to you, mate.
Better result, but looking back on it, I've got
dude,
to be
you fucking
happy,
smashed it.
Happy with
you
it.
Smashed it.
I fucked up on the last lap. I was on the last time up the climb. I think it was Blake Agnoletto.
No,
it was Balake.
He attacked and then I followed and rolled over the top of him. So I was on the front the last time up that little kicker. And that's when Sawnoff and the other two attacked.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get across to him.
Who won?
Josh Crenage. Seems like 18 years old.
Yeah, and about 12 kilos as well.
Yeah. Jesus.
That was a pretty brutal attack, second to last lap up the climb.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a talent. I knew he was going to go.
Yeah, he sprinted the whole way up.
Can't.
It was good to watch.
Can't do that. But no, we were happy. Tried to get Raf across because Frizz was sort of dangling in between the front group and us.
I'm surprised that he got through that.
Yeah, kudos to him. He did real well. And so I tried to launch across to him to get Raf because obviously he's leading GC and he could see us coming. And just as I sort of flattened out, he sort of like kicked again and given his all so we couldn't get on.
Is there anybody's performance that surprised you?
Frizz's.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really well.
Like he's a big boy.
Even Connor Leahy, artist formerly known as Connor Leahy, he's a big boy.
Yeah, but that's sort of their bread and butter. Like,
what, sprinting a
4 minute, 4 minute effort, true, which is the length of a team pursuit.
Yeah actually.
Okay.
So they should be able to
10
do
times over.
What, but it's 10 times. Yeah. So, yeah.
What was the lap length for you guys? In terms of time,
you were on
sorry.
The same course.
So
low
the
sixes.
My quickest time was 5:55. Yep. So just over 40
I think you guys
are
doing 7:30s ish.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And Connor got the comm at 5:49.
Jesus.
Wild. Absolutely so. Wild.
Right.
Massive. So impressive.
So, Alex, how did you think it went for you?
So, Kashi and I were talking on laps 3 and 4 as we were rolling together having a chuckle.
That's actually so cute.
It was, yeah. We were just like, okay, so how do we get to that level? And we both resigned from our jobs today and we're going full-time cycling.
Alex's boss actually threw his pay resignation letter at him.
At me afterwards,
you
yeah.
your own boss? Oh,
I did like
sorry.
The support. I did like the support I was getting at the top from, some podcast listeners. And Wang was
you
getting chanted quite
the
a bit.
Which is that? I was like, Wang, Wang!
That's funny.
We had the Moth Diver.
Yeah.
We had Petit Perineum. Yeah.
Oh, Decked the balls. Just, they're everywhere. It's
good. Yeah. Cute. Are you playing it? Are you playing it into the microphone?
Nah, the lip was out too much, hey?
I'll have to have a look at that.
Yeah, we'll
send me that. Send that to me. Yeah.
But no, it was good fun. It was...
Yeah, good. The only criticism I probably have of it is I reckon they need to bring where we set up all the tents.
A bit closer to
the start.
A bit closer
so we can see the race.
Or have a speaker up there.
Or have a speaker because
it's a bit divided.
Obviously our girls missed the presentation. Yeah. Like, fuck.
Because we were at the tents.
Well, because we didn't know. But also if they bring the tent down to where they had the sign on tent, we'd be able to see them turn around.
There
was plenty of space there.
That was good.
Or even further down to where you go into Eagle Park where Zero Friction's house is.
Next time, if Super Series is not too busy, maybe they can sort that out for us.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, why did they not choose the Gawler Kermis this time around?
Because I spoke to Jake about that. And the first couple of years we had Gawler out there, the supermarket wasn't finished at the top.
So there'd be no traffic and shit.
So there was no traffic. But now the supermarket's finished.
Right.
So they didn't want the road closed.
Yeah. So Gawler is off the cards now.
What supermarket is out of interest?
Probably an Aldi.
Drake's, I think.
Oh, fuck them.
Drake's.
Yeah. Well, really, then a big...
Did you see those guys get fucking caught stealing the meat?
Huh?
Yeah.
From Woolies?
From Drake's.
Oh, okay.
Like 48 packets of meat. Jesus. Over $1,000 worth
today.
They
just put it down there.
I don't know how they done
it. That was sampling the finest breast.
Oh, my God. You love that joke, don't you? Well, in that then, like, big shout-out to Jake, Max and Lockie, because they're the main organisers for actually finding an alternative, like, hill climb and then doing all the
It was actually
work.
one of the riders who came up with that course. It was actually Jason Thomason who won the Elite.
Yep.
Series for us last year. He was one suggested that course.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. But, like, you know, logistically, like seeing all the signs saying road closures and stuff, you kind of, you know, I was looking at it and thinking, wow, like the amount of work that would have gone into
it was funny. I went early, set up the tent, and then rode home from there and had a bit of a feed and whatever. But when I was leaving to set up the tent, there was a couple of old dudes riding up the freeway.
Cute.
Just having a rant. This is just fucking preposterous. They didn't tell us about this. I'm like, mate, the sign's been up for over a week.
Yeah, I'm like, pretty sure it's been up for a week.
Someone.
You could still ride up on the, bypass.
Yeah, you could.
It was good. Weather was good.
Actually, you know what? Because I know that people that work for Cycling South Australia actually get paid. Thank you, Alex, for people that don't get paid and volunteer their time. So people with the Villawood, all the teams that actually just get up there early, support, like put all the tents up.
Yeah, like Alex.
Just
build
them there, that's what I mean. So thank you.
Sure, for a drive and spread. Done a weekly shopping.
I know.
It was
like all sorts of things to choose from.
So many lemon meringue shots. But it was good.
Awesome.
I really hope they do that again next year.
I think they will. I think it was an overall.
Was it a safe race? Does anyone know of any crashes that happened?
There was some crashes in your race, apparently, on the first turn.
What? Oh, well, that's why I was at the front.
Yeah. Was it?
On the corner, yep. A chapter too late said tonight at Echelon that there was.
Okay.
Jeez.
Well, yeah, I didn't hear of any. There was only Wardy who had his asthma attack, and that was it. So,
wow. No, awesome.
I hope they do it again.
Sure.
All right. Notable mentions. There's some cool stuff this week. So we did get another donation from Money. He bought us some more coffees, and he left us a bit of a message.
Oh, God.
And I just wanted to read this out. I was going to send it to us in the group chat, but please hold.
Please hold.
Please hold.
For two, I think it is, and this message can go
it
anywhere.
It says, Money bought 5 coffees.
Is that all?
That's
us.
Thank you.
Was only going to buy 3 coffees and not include the Wang, but felt bad for the rest of the pod.
Yeah, that's my stupid fucking son.
Thank you, Money.
Should have been swallowed, Money.
Moving on. All right. As we said before, birthdays, Dad, Cash and Wang. Happy birthday to you guys.
Hey.
Yeah, amazing,
5 years apart. I think almost to the... I think we're both Arvo babies.
Yeah, both Arvo babies.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, they don't want to fuck up the whole day.
Exactly.
Half the day.
Yeah.
Also, massive shout out to Declan, who had his first day back outside on the bike after 104 days.
Wow.
Yeah, since his crash in Girona. Yeah. Kudos to you, buddy.
Yeah, good work.
Seen him out a few times at the course and stuff.
I told him he's got to be out on chop in the next couple of weeks.
Nice.
He said maybe.
Notable mentions from the summit. So I didn't say this yesterday, didn't want to bring the mood down. So I was coming over from the freeway back home to have some food with a mate. I was coming down Norton.
Yeah.
And you know, the very last right-hander before you go past Glenn Stewart, cyclist coming up. We were going down. Car decided to overtake the cyclist coming up, right?
Oh, no.
This
what?
Is not the worst bit, right? We had time to move. We were on bikes. And I'm going to name and shame. White Mazda 3, old dude, beard, looked like fucking Santa Claus.
Wow.
Abused us for being on our side of the road in his way.
What?
If we were a car, Mr. Santa Claus, you would have had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
Yeah.
Seriously. He could have killed 3 cyclists in that instance. So
he stopped the car.
He lost his shit out the window afterwards.
But he kept driving.
Yeah, he kept driving.
Of course he did.
But it was our fault.
Yeah. And you were on the right side of the road.
On our side of the road, yeah. Yeah. So lucky I was on the outside. My mate was on the inside and it was super close.
Did you get freaked out? Because that's where you had
You've got to.
Isn't that where that same place where that guy got hit?
Exactly the same place as the big crash. Yeah. So, dude, you're going to lose like 10 seconds of your life by waiting for that guy to grab
the car. What did you say back to that person?
I can't repeat that on air.
Okay. Okay. You can tell us after. Yeah.
Anyway, be safe out there, people, please.
Yeah, Jesus. All right. Well, let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist is to see who's been spinning up the summit this week. And
Santa Claus in his stupid little Mazda.
Yeah. And check out the times for the folks who've been giving us a show. It might be the fast guys or it might be the slow ones. It might even be everyone in between. But like we said, we'll dive into their rides and data a little bit more robustly and then we'll see. Well, no one's caught my eye, so I don't know if anyone's got her handpick, but please feel free to interject on the leaderboards with some handpicks for some fun and analysis. So starting off, we've got Cashies going through the fastest men and women.
Let's go with the fastest woman first because I like her handling name first.
She's the first time on the pod.
First time on the pod?
Yep.
Oh.
So I did really? Come up with this. You're welcome.
Okay. Gluteus minimalist.
What was it? Gluteus minimalist?
Yeah.
Is it a PB as well?
Yep, it is a PB.
Oh, well done. Well done.
You can change your name if you want.
With a PB of 20, 20 minutes and 8 seconds.
Yeah.
With a 157 beats per minute. Do we see? We don't have an average ride, but that's okay.
No.
Sorry.
Yep.
So that's the actual top woman.
Yep.
Wow. Nice work.
Everyone must have been...
Yeah, everyone was tapering.
Tapering for the hills that were to come.
Well, I think when I sent the screenshots last night, only 48 women, 43 or 45 women went up for the whole week.
Yep, which is not much, yep.
No.
Wow. Anyway, top male. Ooh, all right. We've got a Sherlock's nemesis.
Mm. Well, because look at his last name. It's a play on words.
Yeah. I was like, that doesn't...
Okay. PB as well.
Yeah.
Rapid.
With Rapid. And this is a PB, so well done. Yep. Well done.
Welcome.
12:56.
Welcome to the 12-minute club.
Yeah. So this was part of a...
power test?
Yep. Another 12-minute power test, the same as our fastest last week.
Yep. Connor Leahy.
And good to see both these boys, both Connor last week. I was chatting to him on the way home last night on the ride.
Yep.
And...
because they'd be 80-plus kegs.
Yeah, they're big boys. Yeah. But he said he had the 12-minute test and he goes, I was that close to the... finish of this segment, he goes, I just had to keep going to get a PB.
I like that.
And obviously the same for this fastest man this week. Also a 12-minute test.
Love it.
Kept going to the end of the segment.
Good. I'd do a 12-minute test and still do 20 minutes.
And he's a good lad too.
He is a very good lad. Yep.
Queenslander.
Would you
as
say
well,
a good egg or just a good lad?
Oh, he's both.
Okay.
Yeah. He's good. Kiss my egg. No power, which is given.
Given.
Yeah. That's fine. But 186.
Why do I do that? Is that so people don't like sus?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
186 beats per minute. So he's working for that 12 minutes and 56.
Yeah, that was. I actually saw him a couple of times on that day. That was on my birthday ride. I was doing that.
Oh, your birthday.
You guys should have met. I had coffee.
So when I was doing that Norton segment, that was what's his name?
I don't know.
Rossi.
Cider. First name.
You should know.
First name, Seder Fighter.
No, the other one.
Wheels in a bucket.
No.
You're not listening. Anyway, yes, anyway, I saw him doing
part-time
it.
Part-time listener.
First time caller.
All right. What have we got?
We have the men from the 14-minute bunch this week. Kicking us off with zero data except a time of 14:12 is Rotund Wiener Lord.
Doesn't have data.
No data.
He doesn't have power meter.
No.
Okay.
Second place with a 14:14, One Night in Shimano, 170 beats per minute. Third place, GTFO at gstringmail.com, 14:49.
That's quite good.
It is. 14:14, so he's not too far off from a PB, 13:49. 306 watts.
Looks like a six from here.
184 beats per minute, so he's working. in fourth place, Testicool. You like that?
Yeah, testicool.
Yep, elephantitis. 14:21 with 340 watts.
Not bad.
175 beats per minute.
Decent times,
yeah. Yeah. And lastly, Thighs on the Prize has done a 14:32 and all his data is hidden as well.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a power meter.
Really?
How do you know if people have a power meter or
goes
not?
Goes through bikes that quickly.
Well, man of the people, Frankie.
Yeah, he's a man of the people. Speaking of...
Alrighty, we got the women's bracket. What are
it's
we
just
talking?
All of them.
It's just a random here. So, first of all, we have pod favourite, quite a lot down on her PB, 50% down with a 20:48, just tapping at 178 watts. We have Wah Hooligan. Next, we have on a 21:42, so not too far off the PB, 5% off, 147 beats per minute. We have Marita Carey, your name of your bike.
Oh, yeah.
Old bike. Next, we have on a time of 22:45, 47% off their PB, 171 watts, 137 beats. We have Passion Fingers. And next, 22:49, 33% off their PB. With a time of, I said 22:49, Kevin 07.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, favourite of mine, just come back from Europe.
I did see her yesterday.
Yep, she was up there, did see her as well. Back over here. I think she's over here for track camp at the moment. Mm. So a time of 23:43.
Tapping.
We have SpongeBob No Pants.
Can I just interrupt before you do a hand pick?
I don't have a hand pick.
Yeah, you'll find one.
Okay.
Women's Elite yesterday. Yeah. Did you see Cactus freaking dominate those girls?
Yeah, because she's been going up Norton in like 13 minutes.
I know, I know.
Did she win?
She won.
Wow. Yeah,
she rode away.
By it just, see ya. Oh, so she just rode away and was like, see ya, goodbye.
And she was and up the road with Sarah Roy,
yeah,
who's world tour rider.
Yeah.
Wow.
But,
did you not watch any of the women's?
She wasn't there. I was barely...
Doing donuts up the top of the bollards.
I actually got a very good park. I literally drove to the race.
Oh, you drove to the race?
I got off my bike, rode the race, put my bike back on, and then went home. So I really did the team thing.
Mm.
I really did the team thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Charity the tent's still up there waiting for you to take it down, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Ate all the chips and then left.
Yeah, basically. I was like, fuck this. All right.
Very good.
I don't have a hand pick, so I'm very sorry. So we can... Does anyone have a hand pick?
No.
No?
No one that comes to mind.
No one?
No one? No.
Did you go up a last week?
I did.
You did? What did you do?
Let's do your time.
We'll pick you.
No, my time is shit, but I'll tell you what happened. I gave my mate about an 8-minute head start.
Yeah. Who's your mate? Is he the electrician?
Your mate as a handpicked.
No, he's actually not on Strava.
Oh.
He doesn't have a name.
Oh.
Anywho, I love that.
I know.
Doesn't have a Strava account.
He does, but he doesn't tell me what's going on. Oh. So yeah, I gave him about an 8-minute head start, caught him. I did a 16:12 after blowing up at the first switchback.
I love that.
still got to get you that PB.
I know.
What's your PB again, sorry?
14:24.
We've got to go.
Yeah.
Sub 14.
So I got to the first switchback with an ETA of 12:12. So I was going way too hard.
Oh, man.
You've done a real shimoy.
I did do a real shimoy.
Fucking hell.
So then I had to recover
just
and then go.
5 seconds off the the comp.
I was going so fast.
Jesus Christ.
You can't do that.
And I was like, granny gear up.
I have a theoretical question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you know how, like, when you have a tailwind, it's when, like, the wind is pushing you from behind,
what?
Right?
Is it?
All right. All right. So let's say you are.
We're never going up this.
You are going up the summit, and behind you, there is a massive big fuck off fan following you on, like, a car or something.
Yeah.
Will that make you go faster?
Yes.
Just like the wind.
No, yeah. I actually don't think it will.
Yes, it
what
will.
Do you mean?
It will.
Because, I don't know, science is just screaming out at me that it won't.
It does, 100%. If you've got a big fuck-off truck behind you, all right, even if it's behind you, there is still, like, it's still going to help.
Okay.
Even with no wind with a car behind you correct. Is going to give you an advantage. Yep. That's why there's
only in a head wind.
No.
A
full stop.
Full really? Stop.
That's why there's rulings in the World Tour time trials.
7
so
meters,
individual time trials, there's a minimum distance that you can get.
Yeah. I thought it was only if they were at the front because they're blocking stuff. Interesting.
If you can actually see an object going through the air in a wind tunnel or the shape that the wind makes around it, yeah, you'll understand.
Mm. Well,
like a bus, for example, it has to push the air somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I should study engineering, you know. I should get the degree.
You've got some spare time now.
Yeah, all the spare time. I did chem eng, so, you know, I know oxygen and shit. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
There's oxygen in the air, isn't there?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe. Don't know.
You
do you know there's more nitrogen?
For it yesterday when I saw you.
What?
You were gasping for a bit of oxygen yesterday when I saw you at the finish line.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was having a heart attack.
No, you were just...
What did your heart rate get up to?
Please hold.
Whilst you are talking about that, so last name, Sido, first name, Dixon, dipped over 200 on 3 occasions during his race.
Mine got to 202, I think.
Really?
195, so not at the highest it's ever been.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
That's some high heart rates. Mine got to 177.
Are you?
You beat me there.
Wow.
You got 171.
You old.
All right.
Yeah, well,
Cashy.
This week. Holy shit.
There's some stuff going on.
Yeah, some weird stuff. Yes. All right. Is it that this week, though?
221.
Coming up in the next couple of weeks.
What? That's not right.
221.
Your old heart would not get that far.
Is it? Oh, jeebus.
So this is a couple of weeks.
I've picked it because we've got an RDO next week.
Yeah, we've got an RDO next
week. Why have we got an RDO?
We've got to get some fish and chips.
Because it's
got
to be...
Where are you going?
I'm going to see...
It's going to Auckland.
Beach Desbro. Yeah. It's an RDO week anyway.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I planned my travel around the pot. Sorry, Cash.
No. That's good. I like it. So what have we got? On the 5th of November, so obviously not this... Is it this weekend? Yeah, it is this,
weekend,
this weekend, actually.
Yep.
Sunday the 5th of November, Mount Torrens Road Race. It's actually quite a good one.
Mm.
So check it out.
I got in trouble there on my first year of racing.
Yeah. Why? What
I
did you do?
I thought I was pro and threw a gel wrapper out and they saw me.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter if you're pro or not. Don't litter.
I know.
Well done, mate.
Remember not anymore.
On,
not
remember
anymore.
That day on Chop?
I do remember that day on Chop.
It was almost a punch up between those two bits.
It's always
oh,
Chop.
Not that time. Okay. On the Sunday, the 12th of November, Adelaide Mountain Bike Club, we have the 2023 XCO State Champs, so cross country state champs, at Eagle Mountain Bike Park. So that should be a fun one. Next up, we've got on the 31st, so tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yep, we've got...
Better get the editing done.
Yeah, I know, right? So 31st, we've got the Sprint and Para at the Jeps Cross of Thunder Velodrome, whatever it's called these called? Days.
Superdrome.
Whatever it's called. You know the drill. I was cycling again on Wednesday, November 1st. It's an advanced junior endurance training there at the Velodrome again.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Line, hosting a world chainless downhill championships on Saturday.
I'm sorry.
If you ask that question.
So they just get rid of their chain and you just go down the hill. Is that legit?
Chainless.
Let me repeat. On Saturday, the 11th of November, the world chainless downhill championships at Fox Creek Mountain Bike Park.
So you can't ride.
But it's downhill.
So you're basically just strapping yourself to a fucking piece of metal and going down a hill.
Their slogan is, who wants to pedal anyway?
Yeah.
Wow.
So on Saturday the 11th of November, world chainless downhill championships at Fox Creek Park, Inside Line. Look it up on entryboss.cc. Tuesday, which is tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Wang will actually be donating his time again, giving back to the community.
Well, it's going to be cold again. Can you bring a jacket for me?
To Norwood, to Victoria Park. Wang is going to be out there donating.
Yeah, this is the last one as well before
also,
the cars take over.
Also, there are going to be some crits too.
Do you know how long?
For November. Oh. They'll be back in December.
Okay. Really?
After the race.
Yeah.
So you should race.
Yeah, I will race.
Yeah.
So, yeah, crits tomorrow.
So going out to the Thursday night ones. Not that there is going to be one this Thursday, but the women's numbers have been really down on Thursday
actually,
nights.
That's a public service announcement.
Pump it up.
Yeah, Thursdays, women.
So if you are going to race, maybe you don't want to do both, then Thursday might be more suitable for you, but not this Thursday because back in December.
It's good because it actually teaches you how to race in small bunches.
Yeah.
And it teaches you how to win. I think it's
last important. Week there was only 5 women there.
Yeah.
We need more women.
Can we also tell who's it presented by these days in this
Contour?
Oh, funny you should say that. My bidon.
Yeah. So the last week
presented by Contour.
Baker's Dozen brought
the
down stacks of
hub of Adelaide
food.
Cycling
yeah,
invite.
Yeah, they were delicious. Yeah.
Those
I had to race, and so I could only have one. He just dives into a hamburger.
Yeah, that one from the Habby. He just goes and puts it on Hugo's tab.
We should get him on.
He's been on.
Hugo.
Oh, Hugo. Sorry. If you don't remember Baker's Dozen being here.
Contour, shout out.
Yeah, shout
good
out.
Coffee, quick service, lovely place.
Great coffee. I
not directed
it.
Anywhere.
So, yes. Two things again. Tuesday, last crit for November. Last crit
for October
until December.
Yep.
Down there at Vic Park. Also, Wang's going to be signing autographs as well.
Yep, I'll take my Sharpie.
Well, hang on a second. I'm just reading through the notes.
Uh-huh.
Did you say chainless?
Yeah, I did.
I'm not saying anything.
Thursday, the 2nd of November, we have the motor pacing session with Frankie down at Hanson Reserve. South Coast Cycling on Wednesday. The
you know who I noticed he's been doing a little bit of that motor pacing?
What?
Little Liam from the charity ride.
Ah,
he's been doing some of the Hanson Park motor pacing.
That bloke.
Leg speed for days.
Do you remember Liam on the charity ride, Frankie?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
For mental health?
That's
right. Small bloke, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Small,
yeah,
really?
He
How small?
Just like, just real, you know, just like a young boy, you know, just out there for
like
the
Balake.
For the memes. All right, I'm going to shut up now.
On Wednesday, the 2nd of November, we have junior track training at Edwardstown Velodrome, South Coast Cycling. They're really consistent with that stuff, shout out to that club. Again, South Coast, they've got their Friday, 3rd of November, with Friday night racing there at Edwardstown Velodrome. And that is it.
Amazing.
Besides the chainless on the 3rd or 11th November.
Alex.
Anyway, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls,
and Frankie.
And Frankie.
What? Does that mean I am genderless?
No, you're just not listening.
Oh. You present as the he, her, him, what?
They.
If you've enjoyed yourself, why don't you give us a follow through your favourite podcast app or access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe and hit the bell icon.
The Dell icon.
And don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
We are all over the socials where we give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with other podcast news information. And if you want to support the podcast, like my silly son, head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate,
like,
we'll give you a shout out on the podcast next week.
Money.
We would love your feedback and to know your thoughts. So hit us up and let's have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram page or shoot something through our email. I don't like Shevanachnis.
What do you mean?
I love them.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're made by ogres. Ogres Shevapchichi.
Actually, Mum sent me a photo where she had ogres.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know where the Shevapchichi went.
And the ogres, like, Shevapchichi things, and then, like,
Rocco got sent the emergency because he got a nut allergy.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, and with that, I have a joke, and it's not funny, so just prepare yourself.
It's not a joke,
sure?
I Googled for about 10 minutes, and this is the best I could find.
Okay.
A priest, a rabbi, and a vicar walk into the bar. The barman says, "Is this some kind of joke?" That's it.
Well, what did we do last week? Look, my daughter has... I can't remember. Did we do Titanic jokes last week?
No, I heard one. I got one.
I got the back of the bar joke. I got one.
Okay.
So a grasshopper walks into the bar, jumps on the stool, orders a drink. Barman goes, "You know they named a drink after you." He's like, "What, Kevin?"
I'm really sorry, but I think that's the end of the podcast.
This is a rainbow. I'll give you one, and then you can go away.
Okay. I'll edit the best one.
No, keep going with it. This is a Rainbow Rose special because she loves Titanic. Why did Titanic leave its date? He couldn't break the ice.
Not bad.
We're getting better. One more.
So, if all the large-breasted women work at Hooters, where do the one-legged women work?
Hop-sticle?
IHOP. Close.
Hey!
What was
that?
IHOP.
Where's IHOP?
It's American supermarket chain.
I did see some friends of the pod go down the freeway as I was going up, and I was about to message the Masters group chat to say I'm pretty sure I just saw three legs ride past. But,
yeah. Captain Pegleg.
Captain Pegleg and sending it. Mr.
Wimbroom.
Yeah. Yeah, Wimbroom. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm off him.
Oh.
Mate.
Live.
Road up. Yeah, Wimbroom, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are. Mate. Road to the race. Got up to the top. It's got a case of the CBFs and decided not even to start.
Cracked a beer and watched.
Wait, he didn't race.
He did come to the Keystone party, though.
He did.
He was alive for the Keystone party.
He was at the charity party, though.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. So we had a bit of a debate on whether or not a DNS is better than a DNF.
A master or a master?
Is a DNS better than a DNF?
DNS is
did not start, or did not finish.
I feel like a DNF is better because it means you tried.
Yeah, exactly.
DNS, unless you were like in a car accident or something, shame.
Okay, you didn't have to go to that.
Damn,
Jesus.
Maybe you read your rally, bro.
Maybe. I spoke to him today.
Yeah.
It's apparently fine now.
We need an investigation into this.
Anywho, we hope to see you out on the summit this week.
Yeah.
And
with my part-time life.
Enjoy your holiday.
Ciao.
I will miss you.
Please come back.
Sure. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.